Governor Jim Doyle says the latest bill is dressed up a little, but no different from the one he vetoed.
We can have these votes every single week, and I assume the results will always be the same, but it isn't getting us anywhere.
On the floor of the assembly, fellow Democrats put it more pointedly. Representative Frank Boyle.
You're not going to override the governor's veto, which is sure to occur at the end of the week after we spend hours debating the same thing we debated 2 weeks ago. And the taxpayers are paying for this in crazy absurdity. Once again, this is strictly to test the veto-proof power of the new governor. That's all this is about.
The Republican author of the latest bill takes exception to that, Representative Jeff Fitzgerald.
If this really is just about a power grab and partisan politics to put another stick in the eye of the governor, that's why we did a compromise on this bill. 15 years, three times what the current compacts are. Three times the length that the legislature would have no oversight over. If you do a compact of 15 years or less, no legislative oversight. So how is that a power grab?
Under Fitzgerald's bill, legislators would have final say on any gaming compact between the state and tribes that lasted 15 years or longer. The compact the state has already signed with the Potawatomi has no end date, and it's a template for agreements with other tribes. The governor includes $237 million in tribal payments to the state as part of his budget solution. Republicans say the administration could have gotten more money and not signed an agreement that lasted forever. Governor Doyle disagrees.
We know the game that's being played here, and we have negotiated good compacts five times more. They never raised any problems about the money that Tommy Thompson got, which was one-fifth the amount of money that I'm getting out of these compacts.
Governor Doyle says he would veto the latest oversight bill as it stands. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.